Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An interview, New Yorker interview, and you know the New Yorker, pretty far left publication, right? Interview, this is an op-ed piece, John Nolte, he's pretty funny. The interview proves Corinne Jean-Pierre is as dumb as suspected.
Not that we needed proof, but it's nice to have backup.
He says Corinne Jean-Pierre, the dolt who became Joe Biden's White House press secretary through affirmative action, she's black, gay, a woman, and learning disabled, has once again proven she's every bit as stupid as everyone suspected. Even the far-left New Yorker, an outlet inclined to fully embrace and protect black, gay, leaning, learning disabled female Democrats, couldn't protect her from herself. You see, she's selling a book about her time in the White House, right, and her selling point is as nonsensical as those press briefings she used to deliver. It goes something like this. Corinne Jean-Pierre is leaving the Democrat Party and becoming an independent because the Democrat Party treated Joe Biden so poorly when he was forced out of his 2024 reelection race. Actually, this might be why the New Yorker pushed her so hard in this interview. As a Democrat, she was a sacred cow, a precious. Now that she's left the Democrat Party, she's no longer a precious. Instead, she's a black, gay, learning disabled apostate. Yeah.
Wow.
He said, all right, this makes sense now. Anyway, the probing conducted by the New Yorker was nothing much, but it didn't take that much for Jean-Pierre to prove that, number one, she doesn't know her mind or why she thinks the way she thinks about Biden, and two, is not capable of explaining her rationale for leaving the party or even writing the book. Hmm. You feel like you had to leave the Democratic Party because of the way it treated Joe Biden? How did it treat Joe Biden? I call it a betrayal, she says. Then she makes it all about herself before answering the question. It was an all-out, full-on campaign to embarrass him, to push him out. And I thought to myself, this man is one of the most decent people that I know.
Oh, my goodness. She's lying again.
Yeah, and she adds that objectively, Biden did more in one term than most presidents do in two.
Damage, maybe.
Yeah. So I just didn't understand why this was happening. Okay, fair enough. But then the probing begins and she falls apart like, well, Joe Biden did in the debate. Why do you believe the Democrat Party was undermining Biden? Her answer, I'm a gay black woman. This is very layered, she explained. There's a period of time that I question what was happening and how do we treat our own? How do we treat people who are decent people? Then it's all about her. And then you also have to think about how I'm thinking about this as a black woman who is also part of LGBTQ community and living in this time where I also don't think Democrats right now, Democrat leadership, is protecting vulnerable people in the way that it should. The New Yorker then points out that after Biden's disastrous debate, polls that had already shown Trump in a slight lead, were showing Trump trouncing Biden. So if she considers Trump such a threat, wasn't it best to replace Biden with someone who could defeat that threat? Shouldn't the country come before one man? Wait a minute. Treating somebody with dignity is not the same as loyalty, she protests. I mean, the way he was treated, I had never. If you had seen something like that in the Democrat Party, please point that out. And she just goes on from there, and it does become nonsensical. She left the party because of the way they treated Joe Biden. Right. The only thing that really they did wrong was waiting so long to pull the rug out from under him. Mm-hmm. I mean, really what they did wrong, I guess, if you really want to go back and be honest about it, running him as a candidate to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, for the first term was a big mistake because he wasn't really capable. We talked about it on this show.
Yep.
And that...
Oh, anybody? Didn't we give him 6 months?
Well, and I placed the blame right at the feet of Jill Biden. I said, What woman in her right mind is supposed to be so super intelligent as she supposedly is, would put your husband out there knowing his frailties, knowing that he's not the same guy that he was just a few years previous? And she had to recognize this downturn in his mental acuity. She had to have. And I don't know what it is. Was it ego? You wanted that last chance at a power trip? I don't know what could be behind it. But, you know, no, like, loving, caring person would put their spouse through all of that knowing his condition was deteriorating rapidly. Mm-hmm. And she did that. And that's really, you know, I don't care about, you know, Corinne Jean-Pierre one way or another, frankly.
Right.
But it's just bizarre to say she left the Democrat Party because of how they treated Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the same person who continues to say that he was just fine. He was sharp. I didn't see any dementia. Well, then you are blind, deaf, and dumb. So,
yeah, no. She was part of the cover-up,
yes,
but maybe not part of the payoff. In other words,
a little bitterness here?
Yeah.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah, that she wasn't somehow included, you know, in maybe in that inner circle.
Uh-huh.
And,
but she felt she was out there every day defending him, protecting him.
Yeah, she was. I mean, really, if she wants to write a book.
Yeah, here's your book.
It should be. How I was put in a position to have to lie every day, every working day in the White House.
Yeah.
That might be something that people might actually read.
And I'm sick because I got nothing for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the subtitle.
So, and now I'm really trying to sell this book. And
I just think it's great that the press is kind of not even, they're not letting her get by with the stuff that she says. I mean, multiple interviews, they're calling around. I mean, good old Colbert, I mean, he was not letting her just spout what she wanted to say without a bit of a rebuttal. So,
well, she's a non-entity now that she has left the Democrat Party. They don't want anything to do with her.
Mm-mm.
That was John Nolte in an op-ed piece, by the way, in Breitbart.
He's good.
He is.
He's to the point. I love it.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.